Our guest at the cafe this morning is Autumn Johnson, and Autumn is the Director of Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce. Autumn, good morning.
Good morning.
So May is Physical Fitness Month, and we're going to talk about that, and it's also Water Safety Month, and we're going to get into that as well with Autumn. Even though school is out at A&M Commerce, we've had our commencement exercises and so forth. Of course, people will be back around the 1st of June. But you've still got a lot going on there at the Morris Rec Center.
We do. We are gearing up for all of our summer activities, and we're excited that in June we're starting swim lessons for kids as they get out of school, mm-hmm. and signing them all up for swim lessons.
Mm-hmm. Do you have those? Do they go all through the summer, or how are those scheduled?
They do. We have opportunities for both private lessons as well as group lessons.
I see.
And so just depending on what you want to sign up for and the age of your kid, we have different options all throughout June and July and mm-hmm. going into August.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking before the mics went on, and you said you're hiring kids. I say kids, but probably teenage kids, high school age kids, who will act as instructors.
Yes, so we certify our students, and we're also hiring like high school students or whoever is interested to be the water safety instructors through mm-hmm. the Red Cross. We get that certification for them after they are hired, and then they become our swim instructors.
Well, so you hire them as an instructor, and then they go through the training.
Ah. So the training is actually free for them.
Wow.
Because they are employed with us.
That's
great. It's a great deal.
That is a good deal. And so when do those swim lessons start? I know you said in June, but...
Yeah, they start in June. So we are opening up our position, and they can email me if they're interested, and I can forward it on to the correct person who's doing the hiring.
Okay.
For those.
Okay. So I don't know if I should give your email address over the air, but it's not hard to figure out. People,
yeah.
if they know Autumn Johnson, they can reach you easily enough. All right. So again, May is Water Safety Month, and we talked about this with Francis Dalby with Hunt Regional here just the other day. But just something to be very mindful of, because we so often hear tragic stories over the summer about.
And with it also being, you know, the Physical Fitness and Sports Month, you know, just thinking about how hot it is in the summer, and there's just so many different ways to be physically active, whether that's indoors or in a pool, you know, in a water situation, or trying to get those maybe early morning hours or evening hours when it's a little bit cooler to work out outside.
I'll come back to that in a minute. We're talking with Autumn Johnson, who's Director of Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce. Water consumption, plenty of water if you're going to be out exercising, and probably more water than you could probably comfortably consume, but still you need a lot of water. The pool there, we've kind of just passed over the fact that that you all do have the pool there without saying, but I saw that on your Facebook page. A reference to a reservation for the pool. So it's possible to make a reservation for people to...
Yeah, we also have a lot of people reserving the pool for birthday parties this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we do birthday party reservations or, you know, other special... We actually have like a graduation party coming up that they're reserving the pool for.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. And people can... There are ways even people who are not faculty or staff or students can use the pool. You have to make... they have to make arrangements with you for...
Correct. Mm-hmm. So if you want a big group to come, then you would do that through a reservation, and it can be anyone in the community.
Uh-huh.
And then also just to come in, just to use our pool for the day, we offer day passes as well.
Right.
And so those are both options.
Uh-huh. But someone can have a membership, can't they, that who's not a faculty or staff person?
Yes, that is correct. Community can have memberships as well.
Okay, right. Good. So that's going on. Of course, we don't have to be too concerned about the fact that the pool is heated, but it is. And maybe
exactly.
Early morning, that still makes a difference.
Yeah.
And then also, again, May is Physical Fitness Month, and I saw you all have a list there of classes, of fitness classes that are going on.
Yeah, so we have a schedule specifically for May, and we have things from cycling to, you know, all sorts of options for people to come and be active during the summer.
Mm-hmm. I see. I just saw the names of some of them. Some of these sound pretty tough. Autumn boot camp and sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, both of those are really good workouts where you're getting both a cardio workout and it's weightlifting, you know, things that you're doing as well.
Yeah. All right. So those group classes going on right now, even though school is not in session?
Yeah, because we have some students still here for the May Mini.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, we're open and rocking and rolling here.
And those, again, those are available to people who might not be faculty or staff?
Correct. Uh-huh. They can either get that day membership and come in and do that class, or they can purchase a longer membership.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, as we say, it's Physical Fitness Month, and I sent you an article about things that people can do. And one of the points of that article, and you may or may not feel comfortable talking about this, but you don't necessarily have to go to a gym to do things that are helpful in terms of your physical fitness. So they name some things. Obviously, take a walk. That's the most obvious and basic thing. I love the little item there, indoor bowling. You know, I hate it when my outdoor bowling plans get rained out.
Yeah, right.
But bowling is a good one. Charades, dancing. So, you know, things that are not necessarily the most obvious things that you can do on your own. We have a guest, regular guest, who's a Hunt County Master Gardener, Wayne Bowman. And he would make the point that gardening is awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, get out.
I was picking weeds and my hamstrings were killing me.
Really? Yeah. Better be in good shape. All right, Autumn, this is good. So May is Physical Fitness Month, and it's also Water Safety Month. So
yes.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
You're welcome.
Autumn Johnson with Campus Recreation at A&M Commerce, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on News Station 88.9 KETR.